KA2VLA listening.
Is the repeater in use? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Serviceman. I apologize for being late. This bed is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Edge Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Serviceman. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2-0-Z, hi Jeff.
KA2-VLA.
Okay, there's two, KA2-Z-N-Z, Jack, good evening, what's up?
Well, we're getting a little rain down here tonight, and we have dropped down to about 52 degrees. We were up at 65 a little earlier today, around noontime. It was the warmest time of the day, between 12 and 1. And there's quite a rain front coming through. I don't know how far north or how far east it's going to go, but it looks like it's kind of widespread. So other than that, it's been a quiet day. So we'll just say 7-3s all around and hope everybody has a good weekend. KA2-0-Z.
Well, I'm sure it's not quiet on your TV screen right now. It's a close game.
Yeah, I agree. Boston's going to have a time of it against the Scherzer. And if they have to go to Monterey against Verlander, I don't know if they can be lucky two times in a row against that guy. KA2-0-Z.
Well, we'll see. Detroit's back's up against the wall. They're going to throw out everything they got, so it'll be an interesting night. I'd like to see it go another game myself. But, all right. Thanks, Chad. Thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening. KA2-VLA, Clint. We swung by your place here this morning there, the camp. Everything looked good. And we did a little bird and mushroom hunting up past there. And we came out with quite a few pounds of mushrooms. So what's going on with you tonight, Clint?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. We're sitting in Boonville in the rain. Watch the rain come down. Well, it hasn't been an exciting day. We had a veteran's burial this afternoon at 1:30. And they followed with they had a luncheon for the degree team, the Legion team. So that tied up most of the afternoon. And we're watching the ball game tonight. I suppose your big full moon is, you're unable to locate it tonight. I don't know if you're in camp or not. So we'll say 73s. Good luck for the weekend. Good luck for the hunting.
Okay, Clint. Well, you went out there for the veteran's burial, so you had an important day today. No, we're not up at camp. We're home. We got an engagement tomorrow, early day tomorrow, so we couldn't stay tonight because, you know, how long it takes to get out of camp and you got to pack everything up and clean everything up. I couldn't take that chance of dragging into tomorrow's event. So, no, we're home tonight, and the big eclipse that was supposed to happen last night never happened. So, like Jack was saying last night, it was the Weather Channel or somebody had called it off, and good thing because it never really came to fruition. All right, thanks, Clint. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Down, looking for check-ins.
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, my father there, John, down in the Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Yep, here in the home of the late Henry Hudson, currently about 56 degrees, and it was raining out earlier. I haven't looked, although I think it's still raining, but we're getting a light rain. Good day today. We finished the shed, got that re-roofed and re-shingled, and that's done for the winter. And that's about it. I'm just in here watching a little TV and got some stuff to do tomorrow. And any luck, I'll be in Boonville either Tuesday or Wednesday. Jeff Cavanaugh and I are trying to get our schedules coordinated. So we'll see you somewhere there in the middle of the week. All right, WB2, RU2.
Okay, we're looking forward to seeing you then. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and that was a good check-in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, it's myself. We had a good day up at camp today, and we got out of there about 4 o'clock or so before the rain hit and got home. But we ran 10 meters all morning and into the afternoon, and the propagation was crazy. We picked up stations over there in Japan, in Spain, in Scotland, in the UK, Mexico, all over the United States, and throughout the world, basically. It was, you could talk to whoever you wanted to today on 10 meters. It was beautiful. So we did a bunch of that up there today, and then and we cleaned up camp and got out of there and headed home. So not much else to report. This is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KC2WI.
KC2WI, I've been trying to contact you all day. Boy, that 10 meters was a lot of fun. I probably got spoiled because today the propagation was so good. You could talk to anybody in any spot in the world, and you were picking them all over Africa, Europe, over there in Russia. You got quite a few over there in the Ukraine, and everywhere you wanted to talk to, even Japan, you were getting contacts today. What's going on with you?
Yeah, that's what people were telling me, but whenever I flipped over, I didn't hear that much. I actually didn't make any 10-meter contacts. I was mostly on 40 meters and some on 20, and now I'm on 75 for the last 50 minutes of the New York CUSO party here. And did you try calling me on the repeater? I had the radio on, but I don't know. I think it was on 955 for quite a bit of the time.
Roger, I called you about maybe 5 or 6 times today throughout the day, and never got anything back from you. But yeah, I don't know, maybe you just hit it at the wrong time, but anytime I was on today, you couldn't turn that knob 2 or 3 clicks without coming in with another booming station out of Spain or wherever. Europe, you know, there's a lot of Europeans today, Germany especially. I hit more Germans than probably anybody else today, just booming out there with the contesting request, and it was something. I did have a problem with the inverter throwing off the, throwing off the signal a little bit, you know, the outgoing signal. Once I flipped off the inverter off the battery pack, everybody was reporting a good signal on that rig.
Yeah, I must have put something into the, into the power line that it couldn't filter out, set back in or something. Yeah, well, that's, I don't know. I guess that's what I've been hearing from people yesterday and today, and I don't really have a good 10-meter antenna. Maybe I got to get one up before the winter. It's sounding like, we might have the sunspot cycle is somewhat variable and nobody really knows. You know, it's on average 11 years. And, they've been saying some things about maybe there's going to be a double peak and we didn't really have, the first peak wasn't the real one and whatever. And it might be worth actually putting up a better dedicated 10-meter antenna. I've made contacts. Actually, it's on my 20-meter vertical, and I could tune it up on 10, but it's obviously not optimal. As far as at least the SWR on a coax, the antenna actually itself should work okay because it's a half wave. It's an NZ half wave, but that makes it high impedance, and you know, theoretically, it should be real hard to match. But if I have an odd multiple of quarter wavelengths of coax, then that transforms the high impedance to a low impedance, and it's not so bad to match. So I really don't know. I didn't design the coax of any particular, but it must be enough at the right length that the internal tuner can match it. You know, we're getting short on time before we get icy roofs here, but I don't know. I might have to just get a little tripod or something and put that Antron 99 up there and see what happens. I got the antenna. Well, I'm glad it worked out for you, and, you know, you kind of lucked out, but like you say, when 10 meters open, it's open, and it doesn't take much power to talk around the world.
Roger that. I already talked to a cousin of mine tonight who bought out of a ham shop not that long ago, a couple of years ago, and he believes he has a couple of those same rigs there boxed up. So I'm getting ready to, I told him he's coming up for hunting season here in a couple of weeks. I said, if you find it, bring it up, and I'll buy it off you. And I'll get that rig back to you, and I'm also going to get a 10-meter antenna and get that antenna back to you, hopefully before the snow falls. Once the snow falls, all bets are off. I got to wait till spring. But we'll see what happens. But I was surprised that that antenna where I had it attenuated there, it worked very well. There were a couple stations that couldn't get me no matter what I did, but for the most part, it worked very well. Well, so thank you very much, Pete. I had a great day there DXing, and it was like nothing. I mean, it got to the point where I got tired of talking to all these people, and I turned it off and went back out and do some camp stuff. So it was a good time, and I really enjoyed myself. All right. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Hey, KC2WI. Well, if he's got an HTX-10, that's okay. I kind of like the HTX-100. I think it's an older model, but it works a little differently and maybe a little bit better for sideband, either one of those. You might consider even just a regular all band HF rig if the price is right. You get a little more power and, you know, you'd be all set. You can listen on other bands and, you know, be ready to operate. But, for an antenna, if you just go with a 10-meter antenna, you might, I don't know what he might have, but, you know, they make, the Antron 99 isn't too terribly expensive, and it's a, if you get the one, well, even the radio kit, it's not really quarter wave radios. It was a CB antenna they called the Big Stick, I think, which is basically a half wave, basically it's a self-supporting vertical dipole, a sleeve dipole. And you could put that up on a pipe and have nothing, nothing horizontal to get knocked off by, falling tree branches. And that would work pretty good. So you got a lot of options there, at least for 10 meters. And they say the Antron 99 works good on, people will tune them up on 15 and 17, although it's compromised. But anyway, sounds good. And hopefully you'll get some more good band openings. KC2WI.
Well, we'll see what happens. When I checked the sunspot gauge there the other day, what is that, on NASA or whatever? I can't remember what it is. I think it's out of 200 score. We were currently getting 140, so that was pretty good. Anyway, it was supposed to be good. It was supposed to be good propagation, and it definitely turned out to be. Everybody was remarking how well, they couldn't believe how well all the stations were coming in all across the world.
maybe, you know, sometime when the band isn't dead, like maybe at night or something, if you're up there, that's probably a good time to try, a local contact, you know, when the skip comes in. It's the same problem with CB. When the skip comes in, you can't hear the guy next to you. But anyway, talk to you later, KC2WI.
Roger that. I think I'm running out of battery power here because my rig's acting up. But we'll try again here. We'll try out, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Yeah, I'm just about out of power, so I can't continue the net. So I'm going to close the Black River Valley and return this frequency we're going to use. Thanks, everyone, for checking in. KE2AIT clear.
KBOJ for Octon, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octon currently being held on the 145.17. Are there any stations with or without traffic? Over.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening. No traffic.
KD2AIT. Hi, Jeff. Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octon? Well, I've missed your net, Jeff. I keep forgetting to check in here, but I'll put it in my memory bank. I want to check in up here some night, so we'll get there. I just keep forgetting here. This is Octon. Any other stations with or without traffic? I'm not neglecting. Any other stations for Octon? This is KB2KOJ for Octon. Yeah, let's see, I'll make another call up or two here. This is KB2KOJ for Octon. Any stations with or without traffic? All stations on frequency are welcome. Don't have to belong to a club or anything. We take all check-ins with or without traffic. And all stations are welcome. Please call KB2KOJ. Okay, this is the United County Traffic and Emergency Net, Octon. I will make this a final call for stations with or without traffic. Okay, nothing else there. Jeff, 73, take care, and thanks for checking in. And I hope to catch you tomorrow night. KB2KOJ is clear.
Good evening, Mark. KD2AIT clear.
Yep, have a good evening to you too, Jeff. Take care. KB2KOJ out.